As Jesus is for us the truth of what it is to be human, it is natural that we should want to be like Jesus. He has over the centuries been pin-up, hero, and star. But becoming like Jesus is not like a style choice, my longing to look like David Beckham, or even the end point of constant effort of trying to do good, even though we know that we are not good. Becoming like Jesus is an act of transformation by the grace of God alone. But the grace of God is not some intervention from on high, which will sort out our lives and make everything better. God, like some social worker or vicar, does not come to where he is not. We need to practice the grace of God already present with us. First, we need a creative use of memory. Not the recrimination of regret, or the palsy of remorse, nor the censure of others who have hurt or crossed us, but the ability to forgive and be forgiven. Knowledge of ourselves, of the mainsprings of our anxieties and fears, is the essential tool in the transformed life. Middle-aged people, sometimes sensing the passing of youth, subject themselves to a makeover. New trendy clothes, a haircut to hide the bald patch, a glamorous new partner. But this discontinuity misses the point. We can endlessly reinvent ourselves and still fail to discover that we have been accepted, and equally so as the children of God. Then we shall need to be at ease with the figure of Jesus. Most Christians are more ready to talk about Winston Churchill or Katie Price than about Jesus. This self-consciousness is faintly ridiculous. To become like him, we must be with him and around him, and ever aware that he is the thing we all here have in common, and probably not much else. I always derive a perverse pleasure from people who say that Jesus said or did this or that, and being able to respond, well, actually, no, he didn't. There is no better place to start than reading about Jesus in the Gospels. And reading one of the Gospels would be an ideal Lenten discipline for all of us. And we shall need to look to the future in hope. The ashes that you receive on your forehead on Wednesday of this week remind us that, unchanged, without transfiguration, we are simply rushing to our graves. What do we expect to survive? Certainly not our bodies, which, if I'm right, have not actually survived thus far. Perhaps the accumulation of good and kind deeds. But what if they are outnumbered by our sins, are falling short of the glory of God? Surely what will survive will be that part, the changed part, which Jesus recognizes as his own and which shares his glory. Amen.